Proclamation number 6660 of 2nd of October, 1956. Faith in God. Powerfulness. Without God's assistance, no human being will reach his aim, for he lacks will and strength when he enters this earth as a human being. His earthly life can indeed appear successful, but physical well-being is not the human being's aim which he should strive for and achieve. It is the soul's progress, its maturing, for the purpose of which the human being was allowed to embody himself on earth, and for this development of the soul the human being needs God's assistance. He needs an influx of strength from God. He needs spiritual goods which only God himself can offer him. But his best tools of grace require the willingness to make use of them. They require a will turned towards God, thus an open heart. Now every person, regardless of his earthly situation, can comply with this requirement which secures him an abundant measure of grace. And thus every person can help his soul to mature. He can reach the aim which is set for him, yet it is his free will. And therefore, again, there are not many people who achieve their purpose of earthly life, because the human being pays less attention to his soul than to his body and turns his eyes to the world and does not remember his God and Creator. However, he cannot be compelled to think differently. Only God can constantly be brought to his remembrance and his connection with his Creator of eternity be mentioned. Because God cannot be bypassed if the aim is to be achieved, he must also constantly be presented to people. Again and again people's thoughts must be directed to the one to whom they owe their existence. And again their attention must be drawn to the fact that they are dependent on a power and that they should make this power incline towards them by fulfilling God's will and thus by establishing contact with Him. Faith in God is the first thing if their earthly existence is not to remain idle. All people are indeed informed of the fact that there is one who determines everything, who directs everything according to his will. But only a few seek to acquire the inner conviction of what is imparted to them about it. Only a few people allow the learned faith to come alive in them. But only living faith also establishes a connection between the human being and God, which then will certainly result in the influx of grace which guarantees the attainment of the aim. As long as the human being lacks a living faith in a God and Creator, his will and thinking will not be turned towards this God and he will also be powerless to help his soul ascend. He will just as little believe in his soul and his actual earthly task. He will only look at his earthly life purely earthly and all striving will only apply to physical well-being. Unbelief is the worst evil. It is the greatest obstacle to reach the aim on earth. It is the adversary's best weapon of God, for he has the unbeliever completely under his control. But even the unbeliever has been endowed with the gift of intellect, and he need only develop a strong desire for truth within himself despite his unbelief. Then his intellect can occupy itself with thoughts which can also cause his unbelief to waver. For his unbelief can be the result of wrong teachings, and such unbelief can also be shaken by truthful teachings which cause the human being to reflect. Faith in God is indispensable if earthly life is not to have been lived in vain. But it can also be gained with goodwill. But if a person is completely under the adversary's control, he lacks this will, and then his soul can leave earthly life in the same state as it entered it, and then it can also take an infinitely long time in the kingdom of the beyond until its will changes and it acknowledges a Lord above it. yet God must be acknowledged by every soul which once wants to reach its aim. Amen.